Skagway approves an unemployment assistance program for its residents, and Haines considers allowing more heliski operators on a trial basis. And COVID-19 vaccines for children will be available at Skagway's clinic on Friday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Skagway will offer unemployment benefits to those who stay in town this winter. It's an effort to keep people from moving away, even after two straight summers with very little tourism. Last week, Skagway's assembly unanimously voted to make additional unemployment benefits available to anyone living in Skagway that qualifies for either state or federal unemployment benefits. It will also cover anyone who can document underemployment due to a COVID-19 related absence. The Skagway-based benefits will be in addition to any benefits already being received through state or federal programs, and it'll be paid for as part of the $2 million donation made by Norwegian Cruise Lines Holdings earlier this year. Assemblyperson Deb Potter says that one of the lessons learned during the pandemic is that Skagway's livelihood is based on a cruise ship economy.
You know, we're really a seasonal-based workforce, and we've got to find a way to get our seasonal workforce through the winter until those jobs start up again in the spring, hopefully when we see cruise ships coming back.
The program will begin paying out checks in December. However, the criteria for being accepted into the program will be based on November's employment history. In order to make sure only people living in Skagway are receiving the funds, each check will have to be picked up in person at City Hall. The first draft of the resolution didn't include provisions for work stoppages due to COVID-19 or for small business owners who don't qualify for state unemployment benefits. Those changes were added last week. Skagway Tour Company owner and operator Sherry Corrington says she wouldn't have qualified without the changes.
As a self-employed individual, I was not eligible for unemployment through the state of Alaska. That's where the pandemic unemployment insurance came into play. That was basically the life ring for all the gig workers or self-employed individuals and people that were working under their own social security number.
But Corrington says she did qualify for federal pandemic unemployment assistance. She also says federal grants helped her business stay afloat this year, but she wouldn't be eligible for assistance with her household expenses this winter. That's where the Skagway Unemployment Assistance Program comes in.
Oh, it will go to my home mortgage. It'll help me pay off my utilities, my heating expenses, fuel, the things that aren't covered by anything right now. And, you know, I'm racking up credit card bills and I'm shifting money around and trying to get clever, but it means I won't run myself into the ground financially throughout the winter.
The program will offer up to $150,000 in December and up to $100,000 for each month of January, February, and March. The overall monthly budget will be split equally amongst the applicants, but individual payments are capped at $2,400 a month for unemployment benefits and $120 a day for up to 2 weeks for COVID-19 relief benefits. Any remaining funds will be reallocated by the Assembly. Skagway's municipality hasn't announced when it will begin processing applications. The Haines Assembly is considering lifting the cap on heliski operators for a year to see what happens. It's been a contentious issue with existing operators, citing safety hazards from overcrowding due to too many flights and too few ski runs. But others say it's competition they fear. KHNS's Corinne Smith reports.
The proposed ordinance for heliski operators would remove the cap on permits for this season only. It proposed restructuring the skier day fee schedule, require wildlife sighting reports for mountain goats and bears, and borough collection of GPS data from operators. Opponents have raised a variety of concerns centered around safety, overcrowding, and they claim adverse environmental impacts and noise pollution. Supporters say it'll spur growth for the winter economy by allowing more than three current operators. On Tuesday, there was more than an hour and a half of heated public testimony. Nick Trimble is co-owner of one of three current heli-ski companies, Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures. He spoke against allowing others into Haines to take skiers backcountry.
Without even remotely understanding the issues of running a business in Haines, all they're doing is making it more difficult for everyone to operate and creating more conflict.
The changes were prompted by a potential fourth operator, Stellar Adventure Travel, owned by Reggie Christ. He's been operating on another company's permit, but wants to strike out on his own.
Keep in mind that adopting this new ordinance does not prevent any of the local operators from conducting their businesses.
Mark Kelly is a heli-ski guide and owns the Funny Farm, a Haines lodge that hosts skiers who do business with Chris Company. He says the cap should be lifted and not risk losing Stellar's business and clientele.
It is about retaining what little we have. The current operators have had 20 years to impress, and yet the industry is in decline. Instead of excelling, they complain and blame.
At the meeting, Assemblymember Katie Kirby proposed an amendment to keep the fee structure as is, paying for skier days used after the season for this year only. Operators had opposed paying in advance, as weather and conditions can change, leading to cancellations. The Assembly agreed for this year and unanimously passed the amendment.
Which basically would say for 2022 only, we're keeping the fee structure the way it was. Basically give them a heads up that something might change next year, and just putting a time limit saying we're giving you a year kind of as is, because we're sort of shaking things up otherwise.
The Assembly also passed an amendment focused on how skier days are allocated, which is based on criteria for good standing, removing consideration of economic impact to the operator. Another amendment on considering preference given based on an operator's historic use of skier days was tabled until the next meeting, but it's likely to generate interest when the Assembly revisits the issue at 6:30 p.m. Monday, November 29th. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic is offering COVID-19 vaccination appointments for children aged 5 to 11 this Friday, November 12th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The follow-up shot of the Pfizer vaccine will be available on December 3rd. A parent or guardian must be present for the appointment and the 15-minute observation period following the injection. To schedule an appointment or for any questions, call 907-983-2255. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.